Ramban, beginning of the parsha, Ramban fragt Akasha, how is Shaykh that how the animals could come into a teva that is 120 amos? Asked the kasha, how everyone could fit in a teva of 120 amos. Rav Moshe says in Chulin that there's hundreds of oif v'kulam min ayo. Only from one ayah, from one oif tome, there's hundreds of that kind of oif. So everyone could fit in one table. And the oichlin, for a year for all these animals. Avada it's a nes. It's not shaykh b'derech ha-teva. Frag the Ramban, if it's a nes and it's not shaykh b'derech ha-teva, so why Noach Bichlal had to build a teva? So what? It's brought down that people will see that he's building a teva and the middle b'chayzer b'tshuva. Yeah, it's a smaller teva. So why such a big teva? And the Ramban goes on and the Ramban says, "Val piemes ki kachu darkoi shel mokoim," that even when HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nes, he tries to make the nes an azav egg that it's closest l'derech ha-teva. V'ishtad el-odom, the person has to try to do everything what he could do. And after he does everything what he could do, the Ribbono Shel Olam helps him the rest. But he has to do everything what he could do. He has to try to do everything what he could do. After he tries everything what he could do, then the Ribbono Shel Olam helps him. Mel Odom had to make the biggest teva that he could do. After he did the biggest teva that he could do, the rest the Ribbono Shel Olam stopped. Rambat, the Rabbi Yehuda says like this at the beginning of Shari Tshuva, Yazir Hashem Lashovim Kasher Ein Yativo Maseges. When a person tries to do tshuva and he reaches how much he could, in that minute, the Ribbono Shel Olam gives the Siyata Dishmaya. Baruch Hashem, Shechiyonu v'kiyamonu v'igiyonu, we're starting by Metzia, the Choshev Masechtes. Metzia is a Masechta that every shir, every sugi is full. Me'alef atof, you could be mamish lektzach in learning in the sugiyas, you could mamish grow in the sugiyas. Without the end, mamish, it's gepackt. Omer Yazir Hashem Lashovim Kasher Ein Yativo Maseges. We need Siyata Dishmaya. Only in the beginning of a winter of 6 months. Sometimes 6 months sounds like a big tkufa. But lemaisa, in 6 months, a bocher could become from a poshet bocher to a very, very choshev talmid chochem. Mamish could change his life. Could be under a mahus. Person could stand now 6 months to wait that the 6 months will pass, and 6 months passes, and he goes back home. And he could say to himself, Azab al tashkis. 6 months ago I was standing at the beginning of this man, and I could have mamish make it to be under a zman. A 6 months, a half a year of aliyah, only happens once in 3 years, that your mamish could learn straight for a half a year, and mamish, ponim chadoshes. It doesn't take more from a half a year to turn from a regular bacher to a mitzuyan, to a ben aliyah, to a choshev bacher. No vas. You have to have a morning Seder, and a second Seder, and a night Seder, and a Friday, and a Shabbos, and a Motzei Shabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu only gives the Siyata Dishmaya when a person tries. When a person decides, I'm trying with the ganze Starkheit. I'm going to try now, Mamish. Every morning not to be late. Every second Seder not to be late. Every night Seder not to leave early, Chas B'Shalom. It's nowhere to go. I just can't know where to go. If a guy sits and learns, chazes the suya, decides he's going to know about mitzia from side to side, the extra day hours and the extra time, he will finish the other brokim, he makes a cheshbon, he finishes this man in 6 months, and he knows about mitzia. You don't know how good feeling it is. It's the nicest feeling a person could feel after half a year. I'm the razach in gans. Apolim chadoshes bolika. But it's the achlote. It has to be a shnarke achlote. And I'm saying, and I'm begging, a guy that doesn't feel that he could do this achlote, Baruch Hashem, the Mir has so much shiurim, a very choshve magidi shiurim, all different types. I'm asking a favor for myself. I want to strike. I want in 6 months not to be the same Nissen Kaplan. I want to be a different person. I want to become a Ben Aliyah. Lektzach and learning. People that don't feel that they could do it. I'm asking them to leave. You don't have to leave now. It's embarrassing. You can leave after sure. But I'm always asking him not to be a part of me. You know, when a person is drowning and people hold on to him, he drowns together with them. When you're swimming, you want to move. You don't want the klippas to hold on to you. Guys are feeling they want to do more things. They want the Shabbos to go to visit places in Eretz Yisrael. Go now. The Shabbos they want to eat here. The Shabbos they want to hear that. So leave now. If they're planning to be here the whole time to learn, to stay night later, when the mamash don't have a kayak, they can go home back to sleep. Oh, but they're going to the dira for 2-3 hours. So don't come. The mam is shters, it's posh shters. I want to steig. The mam is shters when these guys are around. But adarabo, limedo, the guys that attack it. Vayiso liboy bedarke Hashem. And they're masking to be Moisar Nefesh. Seder Aleph. 9:15, the latest 9:30. Night Seder, not to leave before 11 o'clock. It's very schwach. Oh, but if he's not going to sleep, b'shum b'ni wife. Fridays, and they're planning to shtel zu blineder adrabba. I want to have time to have kvias with them to shtike together. Bometzian and anterim yonim. And I bet you can't do it halfway. And I'm telling you, everyone, Bezos Hashem, will be around in 6 months. The guys that didn't decide to do it will be so sorry. It's a kleine achlote. Moses says, "Sidlovoi elu boichim, elu boichim. Tzadikim nidmelem kehar, v'reshoim nidmelem kechut asayro." Now it's a achlote. I'm going to chazer every blat. I'm going to know the masechte. Guy feels ben asdom. He wants to learn another masechte. Another Indian. Again, to take notes. There's no way. A person cannot chazer. If he doesn't take notes, he doesn't have shaykhs. It's like a guy doesn't take notes and doesn't chazer. Take a nebach. He learned the sugis. He's not into it. And with mitzir, you have to know. It's not hard. But it's a lot. If you start from the beginning, the first couple of days, get the yesoides, you'll enjoy it. It's mamish. Mesukim yidvash v'neifes tzufim. One of these masechtas, alt stinks, alt. It's a lot of lumbers, but everything is clothes. So it's unsere derech halimut. No, it's masechtas that is hard to understand the lumbers, the vomis. Stak is dike zachen, the dorim is dake dike zachen. It's geschmeike masechtas, but it's dake dike zachen. But mitzi is leicht. But Basra has a stickle, has a kriya also. But here's mamish. It's leicht in yonim. But a lot of chishboines, Basra Hashem. We'll try Kemayin HaMizgaber, not to stop. We learn from Rashi in our parasha, Tzadik b'deroisov, Elohayo b'dere shel Avrom, lo yanechshav klum. Rashi says, person has to be Tzadik v'kol shekin b'dere shel Avrom. If the people around you are dere shel Avrom, so you become a bigger Tzadik. If the people around you are dere shel Noach, That's what I'm saying. The people that feel that they belong to Deir HaShanayach, I'll tell you one little vote, it's really late. Rav Wutner would say that Klal Yisrael built a teva twice, a house from wood, in the Mabul and the Mishkan. So the Mabul, the main thing was that the people from outside, the rain will not come in. They put the carpet, they put everything from outside. The Mishkan was fakert, that the Kedusha will have a mokum to stay inside. He said the yeshiva has two zachen, he said. Shiva has that the outside will not come into the Bismedrash. And it's also that the inside will stay inside. The Kedusha will have a place. The person has to build a teva to mavdil himself. And Be'ezus Hashem, Zok, the David the Siyata Dishmaye, but Be'ezus Hashem will have the Siyata Dishmaye. And in 6 months we'll come out Anoshim Acherim. Zok Nochamot, Friday has to be Chik Velo Yavdil. A guy that doesn't learn Friday cannot grow and he disturbs. A guy that doesn't learn Motzi Shabbos doesn't have Shaychus to us. You can learn from a couple days. These people have to stay outside the table. Shmuel gave us Yad Dishmaya. Shirum has a feeling like a table. Like, you know, the third floor, of the table. Well, Betaki, the ones that don't have Shaychus, outside the table. Outside the table. Inside the table, of Zayin Kolur Kudosh Kadoshim. Lama Yitzchak on the Mishnah. Shnaim oichzim betalis. Ze oimer ani metzasiyo. Veze oimer ani metzasiyo. Ze oimer kulo shili. Veze oimer kulo shili. Ze yishov ashen lei pochis mechetzio. Veze yishov ashen lei pochis mechetzio. Veyachloik. So the Rishonim shtel, before we start the Mishnah, we'll see later in Tesis, some really Rishonim ask, they explain that this is a bit of Shad in Tesis, that Tesis was bothered why when Metzia doesn't start with Perek Eilu Metzias. Evdine Hashobas Aveide. Not because it's called Masechte Bobi Metzia, it has to start with Eilu Metzias. Masechte Bobi Metzia means the middle Masechte. Yenishkin Bobi Metzia from Metzias. Aber, Rishonim asks why it doesn't start from Eilu Metzias. First, Dine Hashobas Aveide, and then when you find the Aveide. Aber the Rishonim Shtel, when they get to our Mishneh, why is no Chiyuv Hashobas Aveide? The first thing is Hashavas Aveide. Has to be a chiyuv of Hashavas Aveide. The Tana is missing out. The Aleph Beis, the chiyuv of Hashavas Aveide. So, Balabatish, you can answer. We're talking in a chayfetz she'ein bo siman. Talking about talis, or behema, or sedein in the hemshar mishnah, that ein bo siman. When a zach doesn't have a siman, there's no chiyuv hashavas aveide. The rosh doesn't want to answer it. Maybe it was doichek to be maimi as ein bo siman. And the Rosh in the beginning, mamash in the beginning of the Masechti, zog the Rosh. Ki goyim beir sheru bakusim, ir sheru ba'akum. What he means, ir sheru ba'akum. So the pashtus he means. We could assume that it fell from a goy, and b'meile we don't have to be machritz. We could assume that it fell from a goy. Aike levrura, you could assume that it came from a goy. Beir sheruba akum, or shekulo akum, or sheruba akum. But the achroinim clear as ashayil. The Achoyim clear as Ashayim. The Achoyim had a suffix. The Aloha is, the Aveda Shel Akum, you don't have to give back. What is the Pshat in the Aveda Shel Akum, you don't have to give back? So it's two tzedot. One tzad is, that the reason that Aveda Shel Akum, you don't have to give back, is because, אבל זה לא מצווה השוב הסווידה, הווידה של העקום. So the חפץ becomes הפקד. אבל זה לא דיני השובה. So the חפץ becomes הפקד. Pashas, it becomes hefker right away. And a moment that the Bailim doesn't have a right to ask for it, and every person could take it away from him. So a chayfas that every person could take away from the Bailim becomes hefker. Men nafkamina, I will explain. What would be the moshal if a different guy stands there, not a yid? He also could take it. Not yet. Another guy stands, another yid, also could take it. Or the marshal, the Bailim stands there and yells, it's mine, I don't want no one to take. The first side is that it becomes hefka. Why? While the guy doesn't have a schus to ask for it back, so the moment becomes hefka. I'm staying yet in the first side. There's another nusach in the first side. Not because the guy doesn't have a schus, the halacha is gezel akum. זה מנדאו אמר מוטר. We pass in us. אבל אבי דוסו היא מוטרס. You're allowed to steal. You're not allowed to steal from the guy from his pocket. But what he dropped, you're allowed to steal. לפי דעת, it's taken only after Yisrael picks it up. A different guy, he doesn't have a heter. But all of that I call the first tzad. The first tzad says that after it's by me, it's mine. It doesn't belong to the guy. Other because right away it becomes hefka. Chayfetz, there is no chiyuv hashove, b'meile becomes hefka. And even a different guy could take it because there's no chiyuv hashove. A guy also doesn't have mitzvah hashove. And while a yid doesn't have mitzvah hashove, it becomes hefka. Or while a yid has a schus to take it, there's one man, you're allowed to steal from a guy. Well, you're not allowed to steal, but you're allowed to take his aveid. But after you take it, it's yours. This is one tzad. The Bach has a second tzad. Avedas Akum Zog, the Bach belongs to the Akum. Avedas Akum belongs to the Akum. Nor is a halacha, you don't have to give it back to him. The Moshe, if the guy goes and grabs it, too bad. You can't take it from him. If the guy finds it by you and he runs and he grabs it, it stays by him. After Yush, you're not mechuyev to give it to him. But it's not yours. Where's the Bach? Legabi, what the Bach says it. The Bach is in Simen Kuf Mem Vov. As a aloch in Avidezore, that Avidezore shel Akum yesh lo bitu. A guy has a getchke, and he says, bottle, 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 it becomes muta. Avidezore shel Yisrael ain lo bitu. After it's a getchke, it's also ba'anoy. You could say, bottle, bottle, it stays also ba'anoy. What would be if you found a getchke from a guy? Rochely made. You have a aveda from a guy? Zog de Bach, you could say bottle, bottle, bottle. Why? Even if it's by you, it belongs to the guy. Kozman, the guy was not miyash, it belongs to the guy. It says, me the rabbonon, you can't do bitul. But meikar adin, technically, the guy will do the bitul, the yid will go to the bitul. The Bach has technical problems after it. How exactly? But the Bach is saying it belongs to the guy. I know. The first side is that Avedas Akum belongs to the Yisrael completely. The second side is that Avedas Akum belongs to the guy. Just you're not mechuyev to give it back. Reb Shimon Shav. If we'll say like the Bach, that Avedas Akum belongs to the guy. So how the Rosh answers that the reason in our Mishnah you're not mechuyev to be meishi, while it belongs to the goy, because ir shechubo akum, but who it owns by, the goy or by the yid? Who owns it? The goy. Lefi the Bach, the goy owns it. Einach nami is no chiyuv hashove, but the goy owns it. So how you could make a shvua sheyesh li bo chetzi? It's not called yesh li bo chetzi. Ain libo. I'm not mechuyev to be meishiv, but I can say yesh li bo chetzi. How I could say yesh li bo chetzi? Maybe you could have argued Reb Shimon. Now I have a schus. But Reb Shimon understands you can't make a shvua sheyesh li bo. Shvua sheyesh li bo belongs to the goy. You're not mechuyev to be meishiv. If you look like the first tzad of Avedas Akum belongs to the Yisrael, so yesh li bo.
The other guy
יש לי בו, יש לי בו, not the other guy. I say I found it, ויש לי בו, אין לי בו. Yeah, I said, you could argue and say that יש לי בו means זכוס תפיס ונת חיוב השול. But he understands יש לי בו means it's mine. נגמור אמרתי, הוא מגע שבוע שכולו שלי. It's not שלי. It's not שלי, it's a שקר. אז אי פרק רב שימן שקוב. סלחו רזון רב שימן, אין דרוש איזה מוכח דלו יקי הבח. אני אמצא, זה מגיע, זה שח פסק את זה לגב, אם זה מגיע ללעד המלוכס. אתה יודע, גוי, יולם, you find the way of the goy, the goy is come, then he takes it back. שראי. זה לא אותו. אתה אומר שאתה גוי took it back, you don't have to grab it back if he doesn't see. If it belongs back to the goy, you can't grab it anymore. It belongs to him. If it's yours, even if the goy took it from you, if you have the chatimsa to take it, it's a big nefka mina. Zog the Reb Shimon lechure. From our suya lefi derosh, it's muchach. Zog Reb Shimon ve'ula yesh litchus. That the rosh didn't mean ir sherubo akum, that it mistome felt from a goy. He meant ir sherubo akum. So even if it's dovo sheyesh bo yisimen, the bailim is misyayesh, because he says mistome a goy will find it and he will not give it back to me, because goyim don't give back avedus. Not that mistome it fell from a yid. We have to see Bezer Hashem Yolin Ele Metzias. Why be yir shehu bo akum you not meishiv aveda? You assume that it fell from a goy. This is the way we understood in the beginning pshat in the rosh. From that we have the kasha. We assume that it fell from a goy. L'chura, you can't say that it's sheli lefi debach, because avedas akum is muteres, meaning you don't have to give back, but it's not yours lefi debach. Zog Reb Shimon, we will learn pshat in the rosh that the rosh answered beir sheruba akum. Beir sheruba akum is no chiyuv hashoveh, because the bailim is miyayesh, because he knows mistome the goy will find it. And while Mistome the guy will find it, Mistome he will not be Meshiv. So normally, Bedovo Sheyesh Beisimon, the Bailim is Misyayesh. It's not Misyayesh. Because he says, I'll make Achroze, someone will come and will give it back to me. But while Yir Shel Ruba Akum, Mistome he assumes that the guy will find it, and maybe the guy will not give it back.
From the
Talis problem, it's a Talis was a cloth of all, it's not Dafka, Alba Kampfis.
How can you say Pop?
We're not talking, we're saying B'meilis, Yush Bailim, Alamon. Right? Again, why is a Yush Akum? Val is Akum, is Yush. If it's a Yush, Shalif is Miyash. Shalif is Miyash. Shalif is Miyash. No, Shish Basim, the Shalif is Miyash. אז זה רב שימן הסדריך את כבון עשרו שזנת שנופל מגוי דת בעיר שירו באקום נישראל אז מייאש הגוי is also מייאש not only a year is מייאש הגוי for sure is מייאש the mice in the Meiri when the Meiri brings down the Rosh the Meiri says the words בעיר שירו באקום ומסתומה נופל מאקום ומסתום אינוף על מהאקום. לגופם של דבורים, if the Rosh learns like the Bach or not, so we said, בפשטס נאדו, בלמייסר, רב שימן, בוסדויכה, that the Rosh is going like the Bach, and he doesn't mean that it fell from האקום. He meant, בעיר שרובו האקום, במילה, the בילים המייאש. במילה, the בילים המייאש. Is another raya from the Rosh in Machshirim Perek Beis Mishne Zayin like the Bach. Is a Mishne in Machshirim Perek Beis Mishne Zayin. It's more on Ksuvus. If you find a baby in a city, you don't know if the baby is Jewish or not. Ir Sheruba Akum, you assume the baby is a goy. All the halachas of a goy you give him. If you found them in a city of Yidden, the halacha is you give him the halachas of a Yid. עיר שרובו אקום אקום, עיר שרובו ישראל ישראל. למי נפקימינה? זוג דגמורה, להושיב לא יעבד. if he's found, the kid was found, and Ir Sherubo Agum, you assume that he's a goy. Now he dropped something in the street, you don't have to give it back to him. But if he's Beir Sherubo Israel, so we assume that he's a yid, so now when he loses his jacket, you have to give him back the jacket. Frek de Rosh, and Pirusha Mishneh, and Machshirim, you found the kid in a city, and you're not sure if the kid is Jewish or not, the kid. So if Ir Sherubo Akum, you assume the kid is a goy, and now when the kid will lose something, you don't have to give it to him. But Ir Sherubo Israel, you assume that the kid is a yid, and if he loses something, you have to give it to him. Frek de Rosh, why you have to give it to the kid? And Hoylchim B'momen Achar HaRoiv? So if you found the kid Be'ir Sherubo Israel, you assume that the kid is a yid. Now the kid lost the jacket. Why you have to give him the jacket? And Hoylchim B'momen Achar HaRoiv? Maybe he's not a yid. 80% that he's a yid. But 20% that he's not a yid. So why you have to give him back the Aveda? Hazei Frek de Rosh. Okay, so you're right, we'll see. It's Kondina, we already passed into Ilode. Oh, but the Rosh Frek de Kasha. The Rosh Frek de Kasha. Zog de Rosh a Geoines. Zog de Rosh. And Hoylchim B'momen Acha HaRoiv is, I have money. The Roiv says belongs to you. I don't want to give it to you. Hamaritzi Mechavei Roi Olav Arai. Here he says, even if the kid is a goy, and you found something, it belongs to him. It doesn't belong to you. Just if he's a guy, it's no mitzvah to give it to him. If he's a yid, it's a mitzvah to give it to him. But it's not yours either way. So here you don't go basar, you don't say, Hamaytzi mechaber alav araye, you go basaroy. So state in the Rosh, that when you find the Aveda, from some of the Sofek if he's a guy, Sofek if he's a yid, the Chavetz belongs to that person, Saif is a guy, Saif is a yid. Because Avedas Aku Muteres, Aver belongs to the Aku. So Bemele, this for sure belongs to that guy. Is Sofek if you have to give it to him or not? Zog the Roiv is a mitzvah to give it back. If it's a tzad that it's yours, because on the tzad that he's a guy, it's yours, so on the tzad that he's a guy, it's mine. And the tzad that is a yid, it's his. So you write that it's roiv that is his, but it's a meal that it's mine, so maybe I could hold on to it. So it's a meal that's mine, so you can hold on to it. Masha'inken. So in this state, Nochamal in the Rosh, the Yisrael that we said that in Avedas Akum, it really belongs to the Akum, just there's no chiyuv ha'shoveh. There's no chiyuv ha'shoveh. So lo me'etzach on the Mishnah. So shnayim oichzim betalis. I heard once, this might be Magdim, but I think from Sazalman, why the Chadorim, they start Eilu Metzias? I don't know, the first Masechta that I learned, and most regular Chadorim, is Eilu Metzias. So later I asked the Rishonim, well, last time, why Metzias doesn't start with Eilu Metzias? But I think of Zazalman based down from the Kadmoinim that the first chinuch is to mechanech a kid, that money that you find, you know, the first thing you don't, is someone owns the money, you don't take something that doesn't belong to you. This is the aleph base of chinuch. And you don't take something that doesn't belong to you. So I'm saying there's a reason when the Rishonim, we start Shtayim Oizim, even the Be'etzim, Zaytike Akdome, but that means in the Rishonim, like, first is a chiv Hashem HaSameide, you can't start Shtayim Oizim Metalitz. I said, we could answer Dovah Shem B'Simen, it's Nishna Zakashe. So the Ba'alim is Miyash, he knows there's no way to find it. But the Rosh says, Ir Sherubo Akum, and we said two pshotim, other than we assume that it fell from a goy. We have to see later in Eilu Metzias, if we go as a Bosar, as a Roiv, that we assume that it fell from a goy. Other the pshat is that the Ba'alim is Miyash, even if they're Yisroel, because the goy will not be Machris. So שתיים מוזים בתלי זוימר אני מצסיר וזוימר אני מצסיר זוימר כולו שלי וזוימר כולו שלי. So we'll see in the Gemara. The Gemara will ask the Kasha that it's the same thing. זוימר אני מצסיר וזוימר אני מצסיר. זוימר כולו שלי וזוימר כולו שלי. And the Gemara will answer Reisha במציא, Seifa במקח וממקח. They bought a talis from someone, and everyone argues that the Meicher sold it to him. We'll see, it's a big enough community that whole Gemara Chalukah Yechoyla Li SMS Vaday Ramay Legabe all the sugi that we're going to learn Be'ez Hashem when we start to learn the sugis. You have to know the difference. Yisrael Alamishnayas says that Lulei Gemara The Pshat HaMishneh, you could learn different. Shtayim Oichzim Betalis, Ze Oimer Ani Metzasiyo, Veze Oimer Ani Metzasiyo. How? Now it's two cases. One case, Ze Oimer Kulo Sheli, Veze Oimer Kulo Sheli. And the second case, Ze Oimer Kulo Sheli, Veze Oimer Chesge Sheli. Bepshat, it couldn't be Ze Oimer Ani Metzasiyo, Ani Metzasiyo. This is the argument. What is exactly the Tainus? First case, everyone says completely. Second case, Zayim HaKulo Sheli V'Zayim HaChetz Yesheli. But in all cases, Lemaise the Gemara says that the Mishnah is two Echetimtzes. Legabi Metzir, Legabi Mekar V'Memka. Zay Yishova She'en Lo Yibapochis Mechetzi, V'Zay Yishova She'en Lo Yibapochis Mechetzi V'Yachloiku. And the Gemara will explain that Be'etzem the right Shavuah would be Zay Yishova She'kulo Sheloi V'Zay Yishova She'kulo Sheloi. Because the Gemara says it doesn't look good. Because if a guy makes a shvuah shekulo shaloi and then you don't give it to him, it looks bad. It looks like a laz. He made a shvuah and you're not giving it to him. So Val, he made a shvuah and you're not giving it to him, it will look laz. So the Gemara, so let him make a shvuah shechetzi shaloi. So the Gemara also doesn't look good. He said kulo shali and he makes a shvuah chetzi shali. He said, "Kula sheli." So the Gemara says, "He says, yesh libo, ve'ein libo pochis mechetzi." That's the maskona of the Gemara. Yesh libo, ve'ein libo pochis mechetzi. The Gemara says, if you will only say the words "ein libo pochis mechetzi," he could lie. He doesn't have less than a half. He doesn't have nothing. So he has to say, "Yesh libo, ve'ein libo pochis mechetzi." So זה ישוב השם לפורס מחצי וזה ישוב השם לפורס מחצי ויחלוק. So I want a little like דומה. The אחרונים clear what is the gather of the שבועה of the Mishnah. I will be minded that Avada will have to build Hashem build there will be a קדומה, a couple in Yonim. Is שבועה סנויטלים או שבועה סנפטורים? Is some שבועות that are called שבועה סנויטלים. What is the Shvua Sanoitli? Chen v'ni al pinkosi. What is Chen v'ni al pinkosi? You go buy in a store. So the guy, you know, you don't pay, you get in credit. After a while, the moicher comes over, okay, you owe me $100. So Chazal say, while you trust him to buy in credit, and he keeps the notes, he's allowed to say how much you owe him, and you really have to pay him. You trust him. Came to the store, every time you buy, he writes down. Right? So you trust him. Tzchen b'ni al pinkosi. No vos. The Gemara said, Chazal metaken a shvua, that when he takes the money, he has to make a shvua. So he makes a shvua, and he collects with his shvua. But what would be if he can't make a shvua? So it could be he can't collect. He's a choshu. Maybe he can collect. This is Shvua Sanoitli. But he only could collect with a Shvua. If he can make a Shvua, he can collect. It's Shvua Saniftorim. What is Shvua Saniftorim? Moide b'miktsas. So Moide, you owe 50, so you pay 50. And the other 50, you make a Shvua that you don't owe, and you don't pay. Now what would be if you can't make the Shvua? So we'll see. Maybe you pay, maybe you say mitoich, maybe you don't say mitoich. But the shvua is for not paying. It's called shvua saniftori. Eidechot. Eidechot is mechayev shvua. He says, you stole. You gotta make a shvua. I didn't steal. And memele, it's shvua saniftori. So it's shvuas that are called shvuas aniftorim, and it's shvuas that are called shvuas hanoitli. To make it clearer, I'll give you a halacha. As a halacha, eida mesayeh poiter mishvua. You might have a miktsas. 50 I owe, 50 not. You have to make a shvua, right? The eid says, no, he only owes 50. So I become potter. Eida mesayeh poiter mishvua. Now I'll ask you a shayla. B'shvua sanoiklim. What happens by eida mesayeh? The Chenveni has a Eidechot, his worker says that guy owes the money. He could collect the money without a Shvua or not. You hear the difference or not? I will explain to you the difference. B'shvuas ha-niftorim, it's easy to understand that the Eidah Messiah says, I don't need to make a shvuah. But b'shvuas ha-noitlim, the whole power, the whole koyach to collect is mikoyach ha-shvuah. Who said that Eidah Messiah could pater mishvuah? You only could collect with a shvuah. Without a shvuah, you can't collect. So again, we have shvuas haniftorim and we have shvuas hanoitlim. Remember, chen v'niyat pinkosoi is nishba v'noitel. Moide b'mitzas is nishba v'niftar. Eidechot, he says, you stole, you say, I didn't steal, and I'm potu. Heses, yimashbiah you, make a shvuah, make a shvuah, yimashbiah shvuas heses, he's nishba v'in is niftar. Nishma v'nifta. The shvuah from our Mishnah is a shvuah sanoitlim or shvuah saniftorim? It's a big shaila later in the sugya. We will learn it keseda. I just want some achronim amedaik in the Mishnah. Zen nishma v'zen nishma v'yachloiku. Some learn our Mishnah is a shvuah sanoitlim. The Tumim says that our Mishnah is Shvuas Anoitlim. He found the Rif and Shari Shvuas. The Rif brings down a list of three places in Shas that he found Shvuas Anoitlim. One of them, Bobi Metziah Davbei, Shtayim Oichzim Betalis. Lemosho, listen good, because this will be Negea. The Ramo holds that Eidah Messiah Poiter Mishvuah, even B'Shvuas Anoitlim. If the Chenveni has a Eidecho that is Messiah to him, even B'Shvuas HaNoitlim, he collects without money. Zog de Ramo, Zog de Goyen, you know what is the Mokir from the Ramo? We will learn soon that Tesis in Bog Metziah Daf Beis Amud Beis, B'Shtayim Oichzim Betalis, Tesis says in Amud Beis that if he has a Eidecho that is Messiah, he doesn't need to make a Shvuah. And he gets his half without a Shvuah. Steht in the Goyen that our Mishnah is Shvuas HaNoitlim. Some Achroinim say klar, our Mishnah is Shvuas HaNiftorim. I'm only mind me the Chakire, that we will know the Chakire. Maybe it will be Tolui in the longest, what is Shtayim Oichzim? If everyone is holding the whole Talis and you are grabbing out a half from him, so you know it'll be Shvuah. Or everyone is holding a half. So Be'etzim, you're keeping what you have. Just if you don't make a Shvuah, we'll have to learn. What happens if the guy cannot make a Shvuah? I don't want to start to think Lemaise. Just explain. What if the guy cannot make a Shvuah? So what Beis Din do? Don't try to think now what is the answer. I'm just saying, we have to remember that as a Shailef is Shvuas HaNoitlim, like Chelvin HaPinkos, it means that the money is really by the other person. I collect with a Shvuah. Here the getter of the Takona is, I collect this half with a Shvuah. I don't know, the half is mine. If I want to keep it by me, I make a Shvuah to keep it by me. What was the getter of this Mishnah? I could collect my half with a shvuah, and if I can't make a shvuah, I can't collect it. I don't know, it's mine already. Just they said I have to make a shvuah. Could if I don't make a shvuah, they will take it away from me. But it's mine already. I have to make a shvuah that they will not take it away from me. Or not. We'll see later in Efkeminis. Lemoshal, if Eidah Messiah only helps in Shvuas HaNiftorim and doesn't help in Shvuas HaNoitlim. So in our Mishnah, Eidah Messiah, if it's only in Shvuas HaNiftorim and not Shvuas HaNoitlim, so if our Mishnah is Shvuas HaNiftorim, the Ed says I don't have to make a Shvuah, I keep my half without a Shvuah. But if the gather is Shvuas HaNoitlim, the gather of the shvuah is that I only could collect with a shvuah. This is the gather. And because when I don't make a shvuah, I cannot collect. If Eda Misaya doesn't help, I cannot. So even if I have Eda Misaya, if I don't make a shvuah, they will not give it to me. We said the Goyen and the Ramo holds that Eda Misaya is patters even b'shvuahs anoiklim. So we'll have to see later if our Mishnah is a shvuahs aniftorim or a shvuahs anoiklim. We'll see, maybe it's totally in the gather. We'll start the thesis. What is the gather of Steinberg? That, I'm saying, this is Divrei Hakdama. Another Hakdama we have to know is the Gemara and Dafhei. I know maybe it will not shtim with the Chakira that we said now, but we have to mention the Gemara. After all, the Gemara says, what is the Shvuah of the Mishnah? Shvuah zu takonas chachomimi sheloiye kol echot veechot Hoylech v'toykef talisoy shel chaveirot. Shvu ezu takone de rabononi shelo iye kol echod ve'echod hoylech v'toykef talisoy shel chaveirot. Again, we'll have to know what the Gemara means. If it's a stira, the shvu as anoidlim or shvu as aniftorim, but it's not a stira. This is the sibas atakone, and the gather could be shvu as aniftorim, shvu as anoidlim. But we have to mention a sidah as a Gemara. Or mamshich the Mishnah. Zoyim akula sheli vezoyim achetz yeshli. Zoyim akula sheli yishova she'en li bepochis mishloi shechalokim. Zoyim achetz yeshli yishova she'en li bepochis mireviyah. Zeh noit al sholish chalokim vezeh noit al reviyah. Here it's really more simple. The Gemara says, pshite. He was moide that a half belongs to the other person. So they're only fighting on the other half. So he gets three quarters and he gets a quarter. Till the Mekiyasa speaks out. So why he has to make a shvuah that he has three quarters? A half you a maida is mine. He only has to make a shvuah on a quarter. He doesn't have to make a shvuah on the three quarters. A half you said is mine. We're only fighting on the other half. So why he has to make a shvuah that three quarters is? People don't like to make stam shvuahs. And the Mekiyasa will explain, because if you will make a shvuah that a quarter is his, maybe he means a quarter in that half that the other guy was made. The only way to make it clear that he means that in the other half a quarter is his, is when he says three quarters are mine, so we know that this is what he means. Hoyu shnaim roich vimal gabi beimoy she'echod rochu ve'echod manik. Zoi merkulo sheli ve'zoi merkulo sheli. Zei shava she'en lo bepochis mechetzi. וזה ישוב השאל לו בפוחס מחצי ויחלויקו. See later what is the chidush of that. Now the last line of the Mishnah. בזמן שהם מועידים, או שיש לו הם מעידים חולקים בלא ישבו. So בזמן שהם מועידים is very simple. The מועיד. פריידי גמור פשיטה. If the מועיד, the מועיד. And the Gemara says, the chidush is מקביע מציע לחברו, כל החברו. That two people can pick up something for hefker and make a kinyan for each other. Oy sheyesh lohem eidim yachloiku belo yishvua. What is the case oy sheyesh lohem eidim? What is the case oy sheyesh lohem eidim? Oy sheyesh lohem eidim yachloiku belo yishvua. What is the case of yesh lohem eidim yachloiku belo yishvua? So we could learn two ways. The Besalevi in Chelek Gimel Simen Lamed Hei is mistapek. What is the pshat in the Mishnah? Bezman sheyesh lo emeidim yachloiku belo yishvu. We could say two ways. Yaakov, how is the pshat? What is the pshat? Bezman sheyesh lo emeidim yachloiku belo yishvu. What the Eidim say? What the Eidim say? What the Eidim say? So only one guy gets it. What? This man sheyesh lo emeidim cholkim belo yishvu. So there's two ways to learn. One way to learn two sets of eidim. He has eidim that he picked it up. He has eidim that he picked him up. Cholkim belo yishvu. Oh no, it's not the case. The case is that the two is only one pair of eidim. They say that they picked it up together. What is the case? Bezman sheyesh lohem moedim is for sure kipshutoi. than the moide that they picked it up together. Yeah, what does Bisman Shir, what the Aidim say? The Aidim is one caste that say that they picked it up together like Bisman Shir and Moidim. Like Bisman Shir and Moidim, what the Aidim are saying?
Or what?
Or not? It's two Aidim that say that he picked it up. Two Aidim say that he picked it up. Right? And after the Aloch is, Yachleid. Azeiz Mistabi the Dvar Mishpot and Kufla Medches Dalet. And the Besalevi Chelegim Elamedeh. So Balabatish, the easy way is like you're learning. Wait. You see why it's wrong? Ladla.
So
one sec.
So his head.
The Balabatish is that the Eidim say that we saw that they pick it up together. Dum yedereish. What is the reish? Bezman sheim moedim. What is moedim? That the moed that they picked it up together. What is bezman sheyesh loim moedim? That the edim also say that they picked it up together. Frek the beis alevi and the dvar mishpot. So why they don't have to make a shvur? He says kulo sheli and he says kulo sheli, and the edim say liars. You picked it up together. Why they don't have to make a shvur? You say the edim ashakronim. He says the Eidim are shakronim. So everyone says that the Eidim are shakronim. Forget about the Eidim. Yachleku b'shvua again. They say Eidos Baldin, the Eidim are liars. I picked up myself. They didn't see. They're not good. He says they're not good. So the Eidim, both of you say the Eidim don't know what they're talking about. We'll move away the Eidim. Now you say kulo sheli, but you say kulo sheli. Yachloiku. So the Shara Mishpot says that when a person claims more from the Eidim, is no idos baldin that the Eidim are shakronim. There's no idos baldin that the Eidim are shakronim. Why I'm saying that? Lefi the Shara Mishpot. So the Yachloiku and the Seifa is Beteiras Vadai. Lemosh, Bezman Shem Moedim Yachloiku. Misofik or Beteiras Vadai? Bezman Shem Moedim. Beteiras Vadai, Beteiras Sofik. Bezman Shem Moedim Yachloiku. Beteiras Vadai, Beteiras Sofik. Beteiras Vadai. Bezman Shiesh Lohem Eidim. Even the Eidim say they picked it up together. Beteiras Vadai. Ayudas Baldin, it's not called Ayudas Baldin. Le'umas then, the Welt wants to say under attacks. So Ayudas Baldin, Shakronim. We raised the Eidim. The Yachloiku here is not Machmas the Eidim. You said the Eidim are Shakronim, you said the Eidim are Shakronim. Basically says, there's no Eidim here. The Yachloiku is why? Moment of Mutal Besafik Cholkim, like we'll learn the Sugya Be'ez Hashem. So why is no shvur? The Teretz is, why Chazal made a shvur? Shelo yeh kol echot ve'echot oylech v'toykev talisa shel chaveiroi. The Gemara in Hei Amud Beis. See the Gemara inside. Shelo yeh kol echot ve'echot oylech. So we don't want it to be a balagan. We want Klal Yisrael to be mesudah. The Eidim telling us, don't worry, it's mesudah. These people, no one grabbed here. They picked it up together. They just didn't realize what happened. They picked it up together. So klapei the choshen mishpot, they say we don't want to listen. But the shvua is not mihilchus choshen mishpot. The shvua is shelo yeh kol echad ve'echad oylech v'toykev. The Eidim tell Beis Din, don't worry, it didn't happen here. Here was no oylech v'toykev. So while here was not oylech v'toykev, Salevi says al derech dem. Comes the Rashash and says it's not the Pshat in the Mishnah. Bezman sheyesh lohem eidim, zok the Rashash. You have two eidim that say that belongs to you, and you have two eidim that say that belongs to you. I frek the Rashash, the aloche is trei v'trei kemandelese. We raise the eidim. The aloche kemandelese. Trei v'trei kemandelese. Trei v'trei kemandeles. So, yeah, Keman de lesse is lehilchus choishin mishpat. But here that the takana is shelohi ekolechon hoylech v'toykev, legabe dach we don't say keman de lesse. So again, the finish of mishpat we're talking that is one caste that belongs to both, and is noidas baldin against the eidim, and the chaluk is beteras vaday machmas the eidim. Second nusach we said a bit different. The Rashash learns no, as a cat that says belongs to him, as a cat belongs to him, as a cat, and it's trei v'trei. I said the halacha is commanded. It might even make tzas lemarshal. A guy says, you owe me 100. He says, I owe 50. He has 80 that you owe 100, and you have 80 that you owe 50. We raise the 80, and you have to make a shvua. I'll be here that it's a shvua the Rabbanon, the Rashash wants to say. No, I want to go one more step. Rab Kiveiger fragt Akash, why it says, Bezman sheyesh loim eidim? Say, Bezman sheyesh eid. If Eidah Messiah is poiter mishvua, why you need Eidim? If Eidah Messiah is poiter mishvua, why you need Eidim? He says, Lav Dafka, this is what the Mishnah means. Bezman sheyesh loim Eidim means Eidah Messiah, even what? This is the Rab Kiveiger. But mainly he has cheshbonos and kashas that will follow in the Hemshech HaSugya. That will mamshir in the Hemshech HaSugya. And then playing Rab Kiveiger. The Rashash says Rab Kiveiger could have said better. Bezman sheyesh loim Eidim means he has one and he has one. Not Bezman sheyesh loim Eidim, he has one and he has one. Anyway, the Rashash understands that Rab Kiveiger is in his head, that Eidim means you have a set and you have a set. And Rab Kiveiger asked why he has to have a set and you have to have a set. Even if you have one and he has one, that's Eidah Messiah, Poitah Min HaShvuah. Like we said from Taisus, that even in Shvuah Sanloitvim, Eidah Messiah is Poitah. This is what the Rashash understood Pshat and Rab Kiveiger. And he asked as a kasha, when you have a dechot back, choshe veloi klum, trei v'trei could be kudpatu mishvuah. A dechot back, choshe is gomish. But could be Rab Kiveiger didn't mean to ask if he has a dechot and he has a dechot. Could be Rab Kiveiger was learning the Shara Mishpot. Bezman sheyesh loim eidim means one kas that says that they picked it up together. Fragt Rab Kiveiger, why you have to have two eidim that say that they picked it up together? Say that it's one guy that says that he picked it up together. Again, to make it clear. Bezman sheyesh loim eidim, we have two pshotim. If the pshat is two kite eidim, or the pshat is that the eidim say that they picked it up together. We're having a kasha, l'chura de bale dvorim are against the eidim. So again, if we learn pshat that everyone has a kas, so we understand it's no idos baldin against the eidim, but the shaila is trei v'trei, the rashash is kasha. Why we don't cancel them out? If the pshat is like the shara mishpot, that it's one kas on both, so it's very gishmak. There's nothing to cancel them out. We have to know what to do with the Oidas Baldin. How to answer that the Oidas Baldin against the Eidim. Now Rab Kiveiger came with a kasha. He didn't say how he's learning pshat. Why we have to talk about Eidim? If we said Eidah Messiahs poitah mishvuah, even b'shvuah sanoitlim. If Eidah Messiahs poitah mishvuah, even b'shvuah sanoitlim, why to say bezman sheyesh loim eidim? Say bezman sheyesh eid, and the eid will patur min hashvuah. Now, the Rashash l'shitosu, without speaking out, it's clear to him that this is what Rab Kiveiger means, that everyone will have Eidah Messiah. And he says, l'fi that, we could answer that the loshen bezman sheyesh loim eidim means one to him and one to him. And he says, that imamish doesn't understand. It's command the lesson. Eidechot be'ak choshe ve'loi klum. Aber Rab Kiveiger mistome and learn Eidim means the same kas says that they picked it up together. And he's asking, why I need two Eidim if Eidah Messiah is poiter min hashvuah? So even bezman sheyesh eid and he's Messiah to both, they'll be poiter min hashvuah. Again, we'll have to know what happened to the Yidoas Baal Din against the eight. The same kasha we had before with the Sharam Mishpot, the Bisalevi, Lechua the Yidoas Baal Din is against the eight. So that is all. Lama Eitzach on the Rashi only. Shnayim Oichzim Betalis, Dafko Oichzim, the Shneim Muchzokim Bo Ve'ein Leze, Koyach Bo Yoyser Mize. שאילו אויסו בידך עוד לבדוי, הווידו חמויצי מחברוי ואולוב לאווירי הבעידים שישלוי. ואין עיניהם מונזר ליטויל בשבוע. This Rashi is a very very big Rashi. The Shita Mekubetzes says, state in Rashi, דווקא אויכסי. Best Hashem tomorrow, when we'll start to go to the Sugyas and the Tesis in Bahamasul Yachloiku, we'll see a very big machlekes, tesis by us with the tesis in Baba Basra. If the Mishnah of Shtayim Oichzim is only if two people hold a talis, or even in the case of Ahu Arve, that was a boat, and both of them were standing outside the boat and they were fighting that it belongs to them. The Shita state. And tesis by us will be written down, Dafka Oichzim. But if they're not Oichzim, we don't do Yachloiku. If two people are fighting and they're not oichzim, yemunach hachiyav elio. When they're oichzim, you can't do yemunach. We'll see later why. The Mishnah is dafka b'shtayim oichzim. That means Hashem, tesis by us, and lamedal the mudbeiz and mabebasa b'shem derivo. Zog the shite, and Rashi state, dafka oichzim. But if they're not oichzim, you can't do yachloiku. Zog de Nachlas David, read one more line in Rashi, steht verkehrt. She'ilu hoiso beyad echot levadoi haveido chamoitzi. Rashi had to say, dafko oichzim, aval im lo oichzim, we don't do yachloiku. Rashi doesn't say that. Zog de Nachlas David, no. If it's not oichzim, it's also yachloiku. Rashi says, Oichzim lafuke? If one guy is Oiches and the other guy is not Oiches, then we don't do Yachloiku. It's Meduyik in Rashi, but if both are not Oichzim, we do Yachloiku. So we vein again the Hemshech. If we learn like the Shita Bedas Rashi, that Rashi is like Shita Sateisves, that Oichzim is Dafka. Or we'll learn in Rashi, like Shita Sarivon, that Oichzim is Lav Dafka. Like it's Meduik here in the Rashi. Dafka Oichzim is Shnei Muchzokim Bo. Ve'in lezek koyach zei yoiso, shilo oiso biyadech od levadoi, ha'veidoch ha'moitzim ha'varayo, shishaloi, ve'ein oi ne'mon ze little b'shvu. Tmei Yeshua has a kasha. If you would have to write down Dafka Oichzim, but if one of them is holding on, what you would say? But if one is holding on, so the other guy can't take with a shvur. That was another thing. And this guy could have the whole thing without a shvur. Why Rashi doesn't? And the Mishnah says both have to make a shvur. So Rashi only have to hold on. So the Shita understood, but if they're not holding, not yachloiku. No, Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi says, but if one of them is holding, the other guy can't get it with a shvur. And this guy doesn't need to make a shvur at all. Afraid of Yeshua, why Rashi only finished one part? Our Mishnah, again, Rashi Bichlal didn't have to say that a Mishnah is mafkia from such a case. But if one is not, he doesn't have a schus to take with a shvur. And the other guy doesn't need to make a shvur. Why Rashi, as a medayid of Yeshua, why Rashi didn't firois, he can't take with a shvur and he doesn't need a shvur? You're saying it's pashut. Yeshua doesn't understand that it's so poshut. I think it's also poshut that this guy also can't get it. I think it's also poshut. I also think that it's poshut. Stop. By the way, Zog Dipnei Yeshua, we see from Rashi that the shvur of the Mishnah is shvur sanoikli. Rashi had a tzad that the other guy will make a shvur and get it. So Rashi, no, he can't. But Rashi had a tzad that he could get it with a shvur. Mechatesa, the Mishnah never give you something with a shvur. When you're holding out something, we don't take it away if you make a shvur. Rashi had a tzad, just Rashi says, shvur is not enough. But not that the Shvuah of the Mishnah doesn't have a koyach to be noiter. The Shvuah of the Mishnah maybe does have a koyach to be noiter. So I say, Be'etzem, a lot of things that we said today are akdomes Be'etzem. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll start Mesudah, we'll start the tasting, and we'll go in Be'ez Hashem to the Suda.